cloudy conditions. And right now, again, we're at our overnight low. It is 64 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 o'clock from ABC is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And by the Stafford Funeral Home and Richardson Stafford Funeral Home, caring for all faiths.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A shift in government, not here, overseas.
To the country, I would like to say first and foremost, I am sorry. I have given this job my all, but you have sent a clear signal that the government of the United Kingdom must change.
Outgoing British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, after his Conservative Party lost badly in yesterday's election. They had been in power for 14 years. The Labour Party's Keir Starmer will become the country's new Prime Minister. President Biden beginning a critical stretch in his effort to keep his re-election campaign going. He will meet with voters in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania today and will sit down for a one-on-one interview with ABC's George Stephanopoulos later. Hurricane Beryl, a Category 2 storm, as it batters the Mexican resort towns of Cancun and Tulum on the Yucatan Peninsula, Tulum especially in the crosshairs. Labor Department's June employment report out this morning expected to show the market beginning to cool just slightly. This is ABC News. The extreme heat wave battling the West is taking a toll on firefighters who are trying to put out those blazes.
Less wind is helping firefighters make progress on the wildfires burning, but the heat has been dangerous for them. On a 3,000-acre wildfire threatening the town of Oroville, several firefighters have been overcome by the hot weather. Cal Fire Captain Robert Foxworthy.
These hot temperatures that we're experiencing obviously compound things, make things more difficult, especially on the firefighters, and just working in these conditions can be very challenging.
He says all of the injured firefighters are recovering. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Four people were treated for shark bites on Texas's South Padre Island on Thursday. Brian McDaniel was on the beach as swimmers were rescued.
I saw him running towards this guy. I went out there too, and this guy was getting pulled out of the water with a big shark bite.
Another person treated after another shark bite. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too, planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Notes on sports today, courtesy of Bindle Tire and Auto and the Richland Hospital. Home talent baseball on the 4th included Wisconsin Dells over Cazenovia, 10-3, Ashton 16, Wanakee 6, Reedsburg 7-4 over Plain. In the western section, Dodgeville 3-0 over Ridgeway in a 5-inning rain-shortened game, Argyle 10-2 over Wyota, Verona beat Arena 10-2, Schulzburg-Benton 9-7 over Blanchardville, and Belleville 14, Muscadet 3. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb got the win against Hollandale 3-0. The Brewers were forced to settle for a split of a four-game series in the Rocky Mountains after dropping 4-3 a game to Colorado yesterday. The Rockies touch starter Tobias Myers for three runs in the first two innings. Watched Milwaukee tie the score in the sixth, then scored the game winner on Jake Cave's home run in the bottom of that inning. In other action, Washington 1-0 as they edged the Mets. St. Louis 3-2 over Pittsburgh. Cubs 10, Philadelphia 2. San Francisco 4-2 over Atlanta. Arizona 9 and the Dodgers 3. In the American League, Minnesota 12, Detroit 3. Houston 5-3 over Toronto. Cleveland 8, the White Sox 4. Oakland 5-0 over the Angels. Seattle 7, Baltimore 3. Tampa Bay 10-8 over Kansas City. Interleague play, Cincinnati 8-4 over the Yankees. Boston 6 and Miami 5. San Diego 3-1 over Texas as well. That's an update on Friday Morning Sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50,000 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We partner with regional hospitals to offer infusion treatments for patients close to home, offering Gamma Guard immunity boosters, blood transfusions, and chemotherapy monitored by an on-site oncologist. For expert infusion care in a familiar environment, call the Kramer Center and ask if your care can be delivered close to home at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A high of 74 today. Scattered showers likely, especially by late morning. Maybe a few thunderstorms. Stop me if you've heard this before. Tonight forecast, a few showers early, then partly cloudy, and a low of 58. Saturday, 79, a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday. Sunday, 79, mild again with scattered showers likely. An inch and 6/10 yesterday here at the WRCO Studios Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service rain gauge. Right now, this morning, no precipitation, and we're at 64 degrees.
WRCO Studio, proudly brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your go-to for great music and delicious moments.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings. The birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths, and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. And take away their feathers, and the birds will walk around in underwear. And take away their, and the birds will have to whisper when they sing. And take away their common sense, and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, Minori, my darling, when spring is in the air, and the fall-headed birds are whispering everywhere, when you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, the Tennessee bird walk. So the birds won't have to sit upon the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around? And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean? And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen? How about a little, the birds won't have to whisper when they sing.
Choo-choo.
And how about some common sense? It won't be blocking traffic in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air, and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walks.
That's Tennessee Burn Walk. That's Tennessee Burn Walk.
Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan and the Tennessee Bird Walk. Well, those birds can probably walk around without their feathers today, I would guess. Although if they have their the feathers are going to get wet, I'm guessing it looks like anyway. 64 degrees here at WRCO. We hope you had a great 4th of July. We had a nice time in Lone Rock yesterday in the parade and also mingling about there and chewing on some chicken and kettle corn and just having a real nice festive day. That's, of course, before the rains came a little bit later on, but they're hardy souls. Everything went on and fireworks and everything last night in Lone Rock. So very reminiscent to 2 or 3 years ago where it rained pretty hard and almost diminished the fireworks, but not quite. No, it takes a lot to put everybody down and push that back. Some communities did push fireworks back. In fact, I believe Viroqua's fireworks were called off last night and will be rescheduled. Right now, WRCO, moving and grooving time here on a Friday, the 5th of July. I noticed the road didn't seem quite as busy this morning, so I'm guessing there are a few that are off for the weekend. But I guess they say I'm working. That's what they say anyway. But I always say it's not that hard to work, except when Henry Bray shows up. Then it gets a little tougher.
Jail revival. I'm a bottle in a Bible. I'm a rolling stone disciple with a cross across my face. I'm a trailer park tornado. Jagged edges on my halo. Hope the chariot gon' swing low and carry me away. This little light of mine damn near burned me alive. Lord knows that mama tried and I don't know if I'm undiscerning, holy water with my bourbon. Standing on the bridge, I'm burning with a can of gasoline. Am I worth saving if I'm always faded? It feels like I'm caught in between.
Yeah. strange for this time of year. It's usually burning up the sidewalk, but it makes good small talk. Oh, it's so wonderful seeing you after all these years, and I wonder what the chances were of meeting you in this coffee shop. Girl, the last time I looked into your
Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest here today. Tom, you're getting all ready for the second half of summer, I'm sure.
It's that time of year where it's really a great time to start thinking about buying a lawnmower or such if you need one. And walking through our door, you're going to actually find out that we're Aarons and Gravely dealer, and we're one of the largest in the country. And part of the reason is that we have probably the best service department in the country. That's really been the strength of our company, along with the very personable group of people working here. And, of course, we're going to spend the time, make sure we get you into the right machine, and make sure that that machine lasts you for 30 years or longer. So to do that, we got to ask a lot of questions. We got to help you get there. And we have every tool in the box to help you.
How often should we be changing the oil in our mowers, Tom?
Well, you know, that's a good question. They recommend once a year or every 50 hours. And the reason why is a combination of degradation of the oil. Aluminum engines sweat, so that means that they actually draw in moisture over a year's period of time. And air filters fail mostly because of not dirt, but water. Water gets in there, the filter dries out, and of course, eventually it cracks through, and then the dirt gets in. So a lot of things to take a look at. The reason you change your filter as far as your fuel is water. You actually are collecting water. Once they get totally immersed in water, they don't work. They really shut the whole thing down. So it's a safety valve, and all those things need to be done. But here at Miller, we're real easy to find. We're at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, God bless their souls, they're still open. I think they might make it. Give us a call at 935-2751 or go to www.MuellerRental.com. That's their internet site. Or better yet, go to Craig's and go on the left-hand side and simply punch in Mueller and you'll get all of our specials. And you know, it's always a good time to stop in and visit with us because you won't find a bigger selection of lawnmowers, saws, or anything related in the country than right here. We are the largest.
Yes, you are. Always good to talk to you, Tom. Take care of yourself.
I will, and you too.
This summer's hottest lineup is not at a music festival, it's at Dunkin', because Dunkin' is serving up some iconic ice-cold drinks that'll turn your summer fun up to 10,000 degrees. Headlining this lineup is the Dunkin' Iced Coffee. The refreshing trio of Dunkin' Refreshers flavors are also featured, including new Kiwi Watermelon, and the new Sparked Energy Drink is debuting in a fizzy spectacle of vitamins, minerals, and caffeine. Dunkin' has the cold bevy lineup that'll keep America running all summer long. Drop by or order one ahead on the Dunkin' app. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
I've always wanted three kids. I came from a family of three kids, and I started picturing having three car seats in the back of my truck.
That's Megan, Wisconsin native, working mom of two, and lifelong conservative. Megan never thought she would get an abortion until a diagnosis late in her pregnancy changed everything.
Doctors told us our baby had no chance to survive. And because of Wisconsin's abortion ban, I would be forced to carry my baby for months, knowing he would die. It felt like a bad dream. It felt like a bad dream.
To get the care she needed, Megan had to leave the state. And now if senators in Washington pass a national abortion ban, families like Megan's will have nowhere to turn.
These decisions should be made privately amongst women and their families. And government should have no say in that. No senator in Washington should support a national abortion ban.
Paid for by Free and Just. Visit freeandjust.us to learn more.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
6:22 the time. We'll have a news, weather, and sports update coming up today at 6:30. And we'll see. Maybe some leftover sparklers there in Sextonville. We have a few plans for the weekend. Lots of things going on again. It's just the beginning, right? So hopefully it didn't dampen your spirits and your parade too much yesterday. The Live in Viroqua music series takes over downtown Viroqua again tomorrow in front of the Fortney Hotel on Court Street. A free series of live shows. Coming up, gates open at 5, music at 6 tomorrow night. For more information about Live in Viroqua and to view the full lineup of performances, you can visit the Live in Viroqua Facebook page. Here is Casey Musgraves.
Even something as small as an apple, simple and somehow complex, sweet and divine. Perfect design. Can I speak to the architect? And there's a canyon that cuts through the desert. Did it get there because of a flood? Was it devised, or were you surprised when you saw how grand it was? Was it thought of?
Does it happen by chance? Is it all happening?
Is it random or fate? Can I speak to the architect? Is there an architect?
Again, unwritten law, protocol says to leave the past alone. I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Through the vine, I heard your life has turned out well. As for mine, it's really hard to tell. 'Cause now and then, what might have been interferes with what might be. And I just wanted you to know, sometimes driving home at night, I let your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know. Please don't cry, I'll say goodbye, and I won't call you. Your memory take control, and you're sitting by my side. I turn up the radio, cruise down old Route 59. Girl, it's solid gold. Well, I'll let you go, I just wanted you to know.
Mark Chestnut on Country and Community WRCO on a Friday morning.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A news update at 6:30 is sponsored by Computer Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also sponsored by BL Signs. Watch your business grow. Well, the forecast for today includes some rain chances, scattered showers likely, and a high of 74. And guess what? We're getting more rain. Some light rain has just begun here at the WRCO studios.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. An Illinois man has died from injuries received in a motorcycle crash last month. Jonathan Lee Tomlinson, 39, of Galesburg, Illinois, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. The crash occurred Sunday morning, June 23rd, around 10, in the town of Bergen. Tomlinson was traveling south on State Highway 35 near Spring Coulee Road in rural Genoa Stoddard and lost control. He was ejected and sustained serious injuries. The crash that eventually took the life of Jonathan Lee Tomlinson, 39, of Galesburg, Illinois, remains under investigation by the Vernon County Sheriff's Office and the Vernon County Coroner's Office. The deaths of a woman and her son in Adams County are being investigated as homicides. The Adams County Sheriff's Office confirmed this week after the bodies of 62-year-old Sharon Miller and her son, 38-year-old Jamie Lumby, were found buried on property in the town of Strong's Prairie last week. Autopsies indicated they were both killed. No suspects have been identified. Evidence was submitted to the Wisconsin State Crime Lab. Be tick aware this 4th of July holiday weekend. Marshfield Clinic Research Institute Executive Director Jennifer Meese says there are a number of preventative measures that people can take.
They can use insecticides. They can pre-treat their clothing or their tents or whatever with certain products. And then also doing thorough tick checks is really important to reduce their risk. If they do have a tick that was attached and they start to develop symptoms within, you know, days to weeks after, they should seek help. Healthcare.
Ticks are typically most active in Wisconsin from May to November. Most tick-borne diseases are spread by the black-legged tick, known also as the deer tick. Parts of Act 10 have been struck down. Dane County Judge Jacob Frost ruled Wednesday that elements of it violate the right to equal protection under the law concerning different law enforcement agencies' access to collective bargaining. The bill, signed by then-Governor Scott Walker in 2011, ended collective bargaining for most public workers and prompted large and vocal protests at the state capitol in Madison. Public employee unions filed the lawsuit last November. The decision, which is expected to be appealed, will likely end up in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is set to drop a pair of highly anticipated opinions on Friday. The court's 4-3 liberal majority means Wisconsin voters may once again have the option of placing absentee ballots in drop boxes. That would reverse a ruling from 2020 when the then 4-3 conservative majority ruled that they were not allowed in most cases. A progressive group aligned with Democrats brought a challenge to that. The justices will also release a ruling in a lawsuit brought by Democratic Governor Tony Evers, challenging the Republican-controlled legislature's ability to block land conservation purchases. State Representative Travis Tranel, chairman of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, spoke to hundreds of children from all over the country attending the National Junior Angus Show opening ceremonies on Monday. The event was held at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Madison. Since the late 1800s, Wisconsin's livestock and meat industries have played a key role in the state's economy. They directly employ more than 43,000 people, and with warehousing and distribution included, they contribute 30%. $34 billion to the state's economy. Of the 3.5 million cows in Wisconsin, approximately 1.4 million of them are beef cattle. This weekend, they're encouraging you to stay safe on the water and boat sober.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources advises boaters there are more DNR wardens and area law enforcement out on the water. It's part of the National Operation Dry Water campaign. Alcohol use is a leading factor in recreational boating fatalities, and so far this year, there have been 4 such in Wisconsin. It is illegal to operate a vessel with a blood alcohol content of 0.8% or higher, so plan on having a designated operator in your boat. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Coast Guard is closing 2 parts of the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. The affected areas go from Whitman, Minnesota to Trempealeau and from La Crosse to the Quad Cities. The Coast Guard says the water is too high from recent rains to be safe for people and their boats.
It's internet for everyone from Why Connect Wireless. Why Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Why Connect Wireless.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 74 with scattered showers likely, especially by late morning with a few thunderstorms in the forecast for today. A few showers early tonight, then partly cloudy and fog possible, a low of 58. For the rest of the weekend, 79 Saturday, partly sunny and mild with a 40% chance of spotty showers or thunderstorms by midday. Saturday night, showers possible early, then partly cloudy and areas of fog, a low of 60. Sunday, sun and clouds, mild again with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely, a high of 79. Right now in Richland Center, we're getting more of that precipitation, a trace of rain today after 1 6/10. Yesterday here at the studios, we had a high of 79 degrees. Currently, the air is calm and cloudy skies, again with a trace of precipitation. It is 64 degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams July Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from June 28th through July 8th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a unique and affordable treasure hunt? The Family Thrift Shop has you covered. Discovered sewing patterns for just 25 cents. Vinyl records for $1. CDs, VHS tapes, DVDs, craft supplies, wedding decorations, books, magazines, and more. Got a recent grad heading off to college? We've got everything you need, except furniture, to furnish that dorm or first apartment. Join us for a 50% off sale on all houseware items from July 10th to July 13th. Shop smart, support your community at the Family Thrift Shop, 120 South Main Street, open Wednesday to Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. See you there.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look at the local and area schedule last night. Details on a Brewer loss as well as they split the four-game series with the Rockies. Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
In hometown baseball yesterday during the 4th of July celebrations in various communities, Reedsburg edged Plain 7-4, Ashton 16, Wanakee 6, Wisconsin Dells over Cazenovia 10-3. In the western section, Dodgeville got the win against Ridgeway 3-0 in a rain-shortened 5-inning game, Argyle 10-2 over Wyota, and Verona beat Arena 10-2, Schulzburg-Benton over Blanchardville, 9-7. Belleville was a winner against Muscadet, 14-3. Also on the 4th, Pine Bluff-Mount Horeb, 3-0 over Hollandale. The Brewers were forced to settle for a split of a four-game series in the Rocky Mountains after dropping a 4-3 decision to Colorado yesterday. The Rockies' touch starter Tobias Myers for three runs in the first two innings watched Milwaukee tie the score in the sixth, then scored the game winner on a Jake Cave home run in the bottom of that inning. Myers took the loss. Things don't get any easier on the West Coast swing as the Brewers take on the West Division leading Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. Aaron Civale is scheduled to start and make his first start for the Brewers after being traded this week to Milwaukee. In other games, it will include games coming up this weekend for the Angels at the Cubs. That's a matinee this afternoon. Also in baseball from the interleagues, it will be action going on tonight for the White Sox at Miami, the Mets at Pittsburgh, St. Louis at Washington for the weekend. And as mentioned, the Brewers at the Dodgers. Yesterday, the Cubs were winners against Philadelphia. That final score was 10-2. Also yesterday, St. Louis 3-2 over Pittsburgh. San Francisco 4-2 winners against Atlanta. Arizona beat the Dodgers 9-3. St. Louis 3-2 over Pittsburgh. In the American League, the Twins 12, Detroit 3. Houston 5-3 over Toronto. Cleveland 8, the White Sox 4. Oakland 5-0 over the Angels. Seattle 7, Baltimore 3. Tampa Bay 10-8 over Kansas City. Interleague play, Cincinnati 8-4 over the Yankees. Boston beat Miami 6-5. And San Diego 3-1. Over Texas. Signing free agent Taurean Prince is called a good move by Yardbarker.com, but not nearly enough to keep the Bucks competitive in the NBA East. Prince is expected to thrive as a part of a second unit, but big changes are still needed. The analyst report says Brook Lopez and Chris Middleton seem to have lost a step. The report was published online the day after general manager John Horst gave indications Milwaukee could go with what it has now. Yardbarker.com says Prince is just a band-aid for a much larger problem. And the Greek national team rolled over Egypt Thursday in the FIBA Olympic qualifying tournament 93-71. Greece did it without Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo, who suffered an injury against the Dominican Republic. It's not considered a major problem for the two-time MVP. Before he was hurt, Giannis scored 32 points in just over 18 minutes of court time. That's a look at sports today on a Friday morning, July 5th. I'm Phil Nee.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where Granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, to the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow Mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems.
Tracy Lawrence on WRCO Radio. Patrick Bertoletti, I guess it is, Patrick Bertoletti of Chicago, won his first men's title at the annual Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Bertoletti won by consuming 58 hot dogs in a tight 10-minute race where the leader bounced back and forth. Earlier defending champion Mickey Sudo of Florida won her 10th title in the women's division. The 38-year-old Sudo consumed 51 hot dogs in 10 minutes and set a new world record for women. Thousands of fans flock each year to the event, held outside the original Nathan's location in Brooklyn's Coney Island, a beachfront destination with amusement parks and a carnival-esque summer atmosphere as well. So, it's come and gone, and Joey Chestnut was not a member of that because taking on a sponsorship for a kind of a meatless product, I believe, is what got him in a little bit of hot water. So it'll be remaining to be seen whether he'll be able to make a comeback after being suspended a year, but he's making some other appearances, and he is making some money elsewhere, and still eating a lot of hot dogs as well. I didn't eat any hot dogs yesterday, I don't think. No. We had the chicken barbecue in Lone Rock, and then just a little snack last night. That was about all we needed. But maybe some hot dogs today. That sounds pretty good. Nothing better than putting them on a stick and burning them in the fire, you know? It's just something about that. Whether you're hungry or not, they taste good. Here's Cassie Ashton on WRCO.
I heard I put sugar in your gas tank. That's got to suck on an empty bank. I heard I got some spray paint. Big red letters, yeah, wrote my name on your drive. That's how you told me. Well, I plead the fifth and still won't admit that you like that look in my eyes.
8 minutes before 7 o'clock on a Friday morning from WRCO. A trace of rain so far in the day. We're headed for temperatures about 10 degrees warmer than right now later today. It is currently 64 degrees on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you tired of dealing with frequent headaches, neck pain, or vertigo? Is having wrist pain, carpal tunnel issues, or shoulder pain slowing you down? Do you get up in the morning already having lower back pain, sciatica, hip or knee pain? Our experienced doctors provide personalized, drug-free options to help achieve your optimal health in a friendly, welcoming environment. We also offer federal exams for CDL drivers. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, and start your journey to a healthier, happier you.
Transform your outdoor spaces with Bailey Paint and Decorating's Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. With over 3,500 colors, you can achieve the perfect look for any project. From translucent to ultra-flat solid stains, Woodlux by Benjamin Moore enhances the natural beauty of your wood. Providing one coat coverage with minimal lap marks, Benjamin Moore Woodlux protects against UV rays, frost, and mildew, ensuring your wood stays beautiful year-round. Visit Bailey Paint and Decorating today in Richland Center and discover the Woodlux difference. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your local experts in quality and color.
Looking for the perfect lift chair? A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in Richland Center has you covered. We carry the Ultra Comfort line of lift chairs. These top-of-the-line American-made lift chairs are customizable with options like extendable footrests, waterproof fabric, and some have a weight capacity of up to 600 pounds. Whether you need extra help standing or just want to lounge in luxury, visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street today for the ultimate in comfort and convenience. Your perfect lift chair is waiting.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Your attention, please. Krogan's Do It Best retirement sale in Boscobel continues with everything on sale. Just in time for your 4th of July projects, all fertilizer, grass seed, garden hose, lawn chemicals, and all paint and stain, 25 to 50% off. The largest sale in their 91 years. Everything goes. Hurry for the best selection on all furniture, appliances, hardware, grills, and more. They're selling to the bare walls. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is closing their doors. Stop in today. Open daily 8 to 6, Saturday 8 to 4, closed 4. 4th of July and Sunday.
Our update at 7 right around the bend, and then old Hank Bray is coming in as well. We'll see what he's got cooking, or what he cooked for his July 4th grill out for one. Maybe he brought some leftovers. We'll see. Also, your chance to win some ice cream during July Ice Cream Month comes up during the morning.
I was raced off Route 3. Past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. Sinners and believers, learn that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers.
lights. Drive by the moonlight. Talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car. I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven is full of sinners and
and done on WRCOS.